Building with one hand, fighting with the other. The enemies of Israel were filled with rage. They had not dared employ violent measures, for they knew of the king's commission and feared that active opposition against Nehemiah might bring on them the monarch's displeasure. But now they themselves became guilty of the crime of which they had accused Nehemiah. They conspired all of them together to come and to fight against Jerusalem. At the same time, some of the leading Jews, disaffected, sought to discourage Nehemiah. The strength of the bearers of burdens is decayed, and there is much rubbish, so that we are not able to build the wall. Discouragement came from still another source. The Jews who lived by them, taking no part in the work, gathered up the reports of their enemies to create disaffection. But ridicule and threats only inspired Nehemiah to greater watchfulness. His courage was undaunted. "We pray to our God," he declares, "and set a guard as a protection against them day and night." So in the lowest parts of the space behind the wall, in open places, I stationed the people according to their families, with their swords, their spears, and their bows. And I said to the nobles and to the officials and to the rest of the people, "Do not be afraid of them. Remember the Lord, who is great and terrible, and fight for your brethren, your sons, your daughters, your wives, and your homes." RSP. We all returned to the wall, each to his work. From that day on, half of my servants worked on construction, and half held the spears, shields, bows, and coats of mail. Those who carried burdens were laden in such a way that each with one hand labored on the work and with the other held his weapon. RSP. On different parts of the wall were stationed priests bearing the sacred trumpets. On the approach of danger at any point a signal was given. So we labored in the work, and half of them held the spears from the rising of the morning till the stars appeared. Those who had been living outside Jerusalem were now required to lodge within the walls, to guard the work and to be ready for duty in the morning. This would prevent the enemy from attacking the workmen as they went to and from their homes. Not even during the short time given to sleep did Nehemiah and his companions put off their clothing or lay aside their armor. The opposition that the builders in Nehemiah's day met from open enemies and pretended friends is typical of the experience that those today will have who work for God. Derision and reproach are hurled at them, and at a favorable opportunity, the enemy uses more cruel and violent measures. Among those who profess to support God's cause are those who lay his cause open to the attacks of his bitterest foes. Even some who desire the work of God to prosper will weaken the hands of his servants by reporting and half-believing the slanders of his adversaries. But, like Nehemiah, God's people are neither to fear nor to despise their enemies. Putting their trust in God, they are to go steadily forward, committing to his providence the cause for which they stand. In every crisis, God's people may confidently declare, "If God be for us, who can be against us?" However craftily the plots of Satan may be laid, God can bring to naught all their counsels. He is in the work, and no man can prevent its ultimate success.